OK， 好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Please all stand up and let's read a scripture on the Bible.
我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十五章二节。
Let's read John 15:2.
约翰福音十五章二节起。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你，你把我们都带到你的葡萄园当中来。
Thank you for bringing all of us to your vineyard.
感谢你，让我们能够成为这葡萄树上的枝子。
Thank you for making us the branches of your vine.
主耶稣基督是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Lord Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches.
我们今天愿圣灵来光照，来带领我们，让我们来思想神的话语。
Today, let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us to think about the Word of God.
我们愿神的旨意在我们生命当中成就。
May God's will be done in our life.
让我们中不结果子的枝子，神你就剪去。
Let God cut all those branches that does not bear fruit.
让我们中间结果子的枝子，神你就让我们结果子更多。
And that let the branches that bear fruit bear more fruit.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我上次就是主日信息当中，我跟弟兄姊妹提到，在我们家院子里种了就有葡萄树。
Last Sunday message, I mentioned that we have vines in our backyard.
我妻子在这个种这个葡萄树过程当中，她也发现。一个很有意思的现象。
While my wife was planting and taking care of the vines, and she discovered something interesting.
确实是就像圣经所说的，那个不结葡萄、不结果子的枝子啊，你把它剪掉之后，那个结果子的枝子确实结果子更多。
Just as the Bible says, that if you cut off those branches that does not that do not bear fruit, those branches that do bear fruit will bear more fruit.
我的妻子有段时间总是埋怨我，说我舍不得浇水啊，嫌水费贵，这个葡萄长得不好。
And for sometime then my wife complained to me that I am not willing to give a lot of water to the vine, and the vine did not grow well.
后来发现其实我受冤枉啊。
Later I found that I was wrong.
不是浇不浇太多水的问题，水是要浇够了，肥也真的是加够了。
It is not because that I didn't water it more.
关键是那个不结果子的枝子没有剪掉。
The problem is that the branches that do not bear fruit were not cut off.
后来我妻子发现，真的把它剪掉之后，确实是那个葡萄就长得很好了。
And later we found that if we cut off those branches that do not bear fruit, and the other branches grow well.
为什么这一段经文我们非常的熟悉，读了不知道多少遍，但是从来没想到过真的就是这样呢？
Maybe we have read this scriptures for many many times, but we may never think that it is the truth.
其实如果家里后院有葡萄树的话，你也很容易理解，有些枝子其实长得很好的，长得很好，那的叶子啊枝子啊都看上去很健康啊，很好啊。
And if you have vines in your backyard, you may find it easy to understand. And some branches, though it looks very beautiful, looks very good.
那你要把它剪掉，其实有点舍不得的嘛。
You'd feel it's a pity to cut them off.
你总在想，现在没有果子，是不是过一段时间有呢？是不是过一段时间有呢？这么漂亮的一个枝子，剪掉多可惜呢？
You think that the branches are so beautiful, maybe it will bear fruit later.
后来真的你按照圣经的话，你把它剪掉，其实那个结果子的枝子 哎，确实结很多很多的果，那个产量一下就不一样了。
But as the Bible says, if you cut off those branches that do not bear fruit, and you will find that those branches that do bear fruit will bear more fruit, will be more productive.
其实我们今天来读到约翰福音十五到二节，其实第一个让我们看见的，我们会看见这个结果子的枝子和不结果子的枝子，看上去都是连在这个树上的，没有什么不同啊。
And today, when we read the John 15, and we found that those branches that bear fruit and those branches that do not bear fruit look similar. They seem to be all connected to the vine.
所以耶稣基督说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。我们这些信我们这些门徒说自己是门徒的人是枝子，所以好像都是连在这个葡萄树上的呀，没什么不同啊。
Lord Jesus said that He is the vine and we are the branches, and we claimed that we are the disciples. All the branches are connected to the vine.
但是只有过一段时间才发现，哦，原来是有不同。看上去都连在这个葡萄树上，看上去都是枝叶茂盛，但是哎，有的结果子，有的它不结果子。
But after some time, there will be differences shown, and some branches, though looks beautiful, do not bear fruit, but some other branches bear fruit.
那么其实主耶稣也讲过类似的比喻，就是在这个一片这个麦地里面，哎，刚开始哎看到这麦子啊，都稗子啊都长起来，也分不出什么是什么，哎，反正都长起来。
And Jesus Christ gives us similar parables, and once he told us that in a field of wheat and there were weeds and tares growing up together.
但是一直到最后哎才发现，哦，有的是麦子成熟了结出果实，有的它是杂草，它是稗子，它不结果。
But after some time and the result was shown that some weeds they bear fruit and they harvest and some others are just weeds.
所以在上帝的葡萄园当中，哎，有的葡萄枝结果子，有的葡萄枝不结果子，看起来他们都属于上帝的葡萄园当中的枝子。
So in God's vineyard, and we find that some branches bear fruit and some other branches do not bear fruit. It seems that they all belong to the vineyard.
从起初看，他们可能很长一段时间都是一模一样的，甚至那个不结果子的可能还长得漂亮一些，因为它的那个营养啊，都到它的这个干和这个叶子上去了。
For quite a long period of time, they all look very similar, and they, those branches that do not bear fruit looks more beautiful because all the nutrition from the roots comes to that branches.
哎，耶稣他不是他有一次到一个无花果树下面去找果子吗？那个果树，那个圣经怎么形容啊？那个果树其实叶子是很茂盛的，叶子是长得很漂亮的。
Once Jesus went to a fig tree to look for fruits, and the Bible describes that tree to be with a lot of plenty of leaves, beautiful leaves.
所以看到那个树，应该觉得哎很健康啊，很好啊，这么茂盛的树枝，这么茂盛的树叶，应该是很健康的一棵树啊。
It must be must look like a very healthy tree with plenty of leaves.
但是耶稣在下面找了半天就没有找到果子。
But when Jesus was looking for fruits and he could not find any.
啊，结果耶稣就咒诅这棵树。
So Jesus cursed that tree.
永不再结果子了。
And it would never bear fruit anymore.
啊。所以我们也会看见在耶稣的十二个门徒当中，哎，有重生得救的门徒，但是却还有一个哎卖主的犹大。
And we also find that among the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ there were those who were born again and saved, and also there is Judas.
所以我们会看见不到那主耶稣临上十字架的那最后一天晚上，犹大跟其他的门徒看上去都一样啊。
Until the last day before Lord Jesus went up to the cross, and Judas looked similar to all the other disciples.
甚至从某种角度上来看，犹大可能比其他的门徒还聪明一点，因为犹大是管钱的嘛。你不能让太笨的人去管钱嘛。
Even to some extent, Judas was more was smarter than the other disciples because he was in charge of the money. Usually, smarter people were in charge of the money.
我们以后从圣经也看到犹大这个人数学很厉害，他算东西算得很快的。
And we can tell that Judas was good at math and he was good at calculating.
他一看那个妇人拿这个一玉瓶香膏打破膏耶稣，他一下就知道，哎，这多少钱？这可以用在多少人身上
？And when he saw that the woman broke a bottle of perfume to anoint Jesus, and he immediately calculating how much money it's worth and how much money it can help the poor.
所以简单的说就是。在耶稣的门徒当中都有真正重生得救的人也有卖主的犹大在这看他们看上去都一样啊但是最后就显明出来
So even among the disciples of the Lord Jesus there were those who were saved and there was Judas who betrayed the Lord Jesus even they looked similar
那么在马太福音七章二十二到二十三节这主耶稣甚至讲到这样的一种人
And in Matthew chapter 7, 22-23, the Lord Jesus talk about such kind of people.
我给大家读一下这一处经文，大家可以看到屏幕上哈经文。
I'll read you the scriptures on the screen.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。这些人。就像我们刚才所读的经文当中那些连在这个葡萄树上但是他却不结果子
These people that Jesus talk about were just like what we talk about just now that those who branches who were connected to the vine but do not bear fruit
那有些人就会说那这些人不是做很多事吗奉主名传道奉主名赶鬼奉主名行许多异能这难道都不是果子吗
And people may argue that these people did a lot of things. They prophesied and they cast out demons and they did many wonders. Are they not the fruits?
在人看来，哇，这都很漂亮啊，这是很了不起的工作。但是在神看来，做这些事情不是出于爱神的心，不是为了荣耀神，不是出于这样的动机，那完全就不是真实的果实。
In man's eyes, those things probably seem wonderful, but in God's eyes, if they did not to love God, or not out of their love to God, or to glorify God, and this is not real fruit.
所以我们从这些人讲的话当中，我们非常清楚的可以看出来，这些人做这些事情，他们哪里是出于爱神的心呢？
So from their words, we can tell that they did know those things not out of their love to God.
他们做这些事情是巴不得上帝记得他们为上帝做的，他们自己从来都不记得上帝为他们做了什么。
They did those things hoping that God will remember what they did for God, not that they will remember what God did for them.
一个爱上帝的人来到上帝面前，他还能记得什么呢？
A man who loves God, when he comes before God, what can he remember?
他只能记得一件事情，就是上帝在他身上做了什么。
He should remember only one thing, that what God did for him.
他丝毫不会记得他为上帝做了什么。
He will not remember even a little bit of what he did for God.
如果他为上帝做了什么，那不是他做的，那是神，那是圣灵在他生命中做的。
If he thinks that he did something for God, it's not what he did, it is what the Holy Spirit did in his life.
一个真正荣耀上帝的人，他来到上帝面前，他会说：“上帝啊，你看我做了这些、这些、这些。”他会讲这样话吗？
A man who really glorifies God, when he comes before God, will he say that, Lord, see what I did for you?
他只会说上帝啊你何等的怜悯了我你在我生命中你做了这些这些你这样的改变了我你这样的拯救了我
And he will only see the Lord how much mercy you have on me and what you have done for me and such a sinner
所以耶稣提到这样的一种人，他们看上去呢好像也是耶稣的门徒，或者说他们看上去也是连在这个葡萄树上的这个枝子，他们甚至好像结出了一些所谓的果子。
And so Jesus talk about this group of people, and they seems to be the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, and they seem to did some things they think that they bear some fruit.
但事实上他们做的那些根本不是真正的果子，他们那是根本就是很短暂很虚空的一些叶子，封起来全部掉了的那种。
And actually what they did were not the real fruit, and what they did were just some empty leaves, and when the wind comes and it will fall off.
他们会被剪掉剪除。
And those branches will be cut off.
所以耶稣说你们这些人离开吧离开吧。
So Jesus said, depart from me.
所以当我们来看到主耶稣讲这样的话，凡属我不结果子的枝子，这很有意思，就是看起来是属于耶稣的，但是他不结果子。
So the Jesus said this, every branch in me does not bear fruit. It seems that it is of the Lord, but it just does not bear fruit.
但这样的枝子最后的结局是什么呢？就要被剪除了。
What is the end of such branch, and it will be cut off?
然后，只有那结果子的才留下来，而且结果子更多。
And only those branches that bear fruit will be left, and will bear more fruit.
我们也看到马太福音的七章，这里看到一些被上帝剪除的人。
And in Matthew chapter 7, we saw some men who were cut off by God.
他们看上去就是跟从耶稣的人，就是信耶稣的人，看上去是这样的。
It seemed to be followers of Jesus.
他们看上去好像也结出了一些所谓的果子。
It seemed that they also bore some fruit.
但在上帝眼中看，他们根本就是没有结果子的枝子。
But in God's eyes, and there were the branches that do not bear fruit.
因为他们做的那些事情，我再次重复一遍，不是出于爱神的心，不是出于荣耀神的心，他们做的这些。
Because all they did were not done out of their love or out of the glorify God.
所以耶稣说这是作恶的人。
So Jesus said they are the evildoers.
耶稣说这些人不遵行天父的旨意。
And Jesus said they do not follow the will of God.
什么叫遵行天父的旨意？
What is to follow the will of God?
天父给我们最大的诫命是什么？
What is the greatest commandment of God?
尽心尽意尽力尽性爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
不要把遵行天父的旨意想成是非多么多么复杂的事情。
Do not think that it's a complicated thing to follow the will of God.
可以很简单，就是一句话，你有没有尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神。
It could be very simple, just one word. Do you love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength?
如果圣灵感动你，圣灵带领你，你说主啊，我爱你，就像当年圣灵带领彼得对耶稣说的那样。
If the Holy Spirit moves you, and you can say like Peter in those days to the Lord Jesus, Lord, I love you.
那恭喜你，你是顺服天父旨意的人。
And congratulations to you that you are the one who follows the will of God.
如果你来到上帝面前，你只是对上帝说：“上帝啊，你看我为你做了这个、那个、那个、那个。”你说不出对上帝说上帝啊我爱你，你说不出这样的话，你就不是遵行天父旨意的人。
If anyone comes to the Lord and say that Lord see what I have done for you, and you cannot say to the Lord I love you, then you are not the one who follows the will of God.
那今天很多人就说，哎呀那很简单呐，我只要对上帝说上帝我爱你，那我就遵行天父旨意了，这多么简单呐。
That many people think, oh, it's such an easy thing that as long as I say to God that God, I love you, and I will be the one who follow the will of God. It's very simple.
但是我想告诉大家，当我们说我爱谁的时候，这绝对不是一句简单的话。
But I want to tell you, when you say I love you to someone, it's not that simple.
今天很多人把这句话用得太肤浅了。
And a lot of people are using these words in a very shallow way.
我们不要忘记彼得当年面对耶稣的时候对耶稣说主啊我爱你你知道的。
Let's not forget that what Peter said to Lord Jesus in those days, he said to Lord Jesus, Lord, you know that I love you.
我们今天可能很轻松很容易地对耶稣说对上帝说上帝你我爱你。
Today we can easily say to God, Lord, I love you.
我们真的能够讲出那句话，上帝啊，你知道我爱你。这句话那么容易讲得出来吗？
But is it easy for us to say that, Lord, you know that I love you?
你不要说对上帝，我们很难讲出这样的话，因为上帝知道我们的心。
Do not say it's easy for us to speak to God such words because God knows our heart.
我们是不是爱上帝？我们能够骗得过上帝吗？骗不过去啊。
Whether we love God or not, can we cheat God? We cannot cheat Him.
你不要说欺骗上帝了，你欺骗身边的人，你都骗不了。
Not mention to cheat God, even cheat someone around you, you cannot do it.
我前两天看一个电视节目哈，那个有一个嘉宾就这样说，如果有一天你的先生突然给你打个电话对你说我爱你，你会怎么想？
A couple of days ago I watched a TV show and that family said if someday that your husband called you and say I love you, what would you think?
然后你会不会觉得有点？因为那个嘉宾他们在一起谈一些好像很严重的一些问题啊，他突然问出这么一个问题，大家都一愣嘛，哎，什么意思嘛？
Because they were talking about very serious things, and suddenly they were asked this question, and they were wondering what does it mean?
有一个嘉宾就说，哎，什么意思啊？那他到底干什么啊
？And that one said, oh, what does that mean? What is he going to do?
我们再回到今天所读的经文当中。
Let's get back to the scriptures of today's scripture.
耶稣说有一些枝子看上去是属于他，但是最终却要被剪去。
Jesus said that some branches seemed to be of him, but will be cut off finally.
他们看上去也结了一些果子，但是不是出于爱上帝、荣耀上帝的心。
It seems that they bore some fruit, but it was not out of their love. It is not out of their mind to glorify God.
其实，在上帝看，没有丝毫的价值，剪去。
And it's valueless and it's useless in God's eyes, and they will be cut off.
所以，这些话其实。不是仅仅讲几千年前的那些耶稣的门徒，也在讲我们今天所有说自己信耶稣、说自己是基督徒的人。
And those words were not just talking about those disciples thousands of years ago, and also applies to us Christians who said we believe in God.
今天一样有很多的枝子，看上去是连在葡萄树上，但是并不是真正的长在葡萄树上。
Today there were some branches. It seems that they are connected to the vine, but they are not actually grown in the vine.
连在葡萄树上嘛，就是它跟这个葡萄树看上去是连在一起，但是没有真正的生命的连结。就是在这个树干上流淌的汁液，或者是流淌的血液，也流淌到它的生命当中来了。
And it seems that they were connected.To the vine, but they do not have the vine, life of the vine, and those blood of the vine did not flow in them.
简单的说，我们今天，我们每个人啊，我们很多人都会来到教会当中，我们很多人都说自己是基督徒，但是有真正有多少把耶稣基督的话当生命的粮食吃到自己肚子里去？
And put it simply, that many of us will come to the church and we said we are Christians, but how many of us could really treat the Word of God as our bread of life and to eat them and to be our food, real food?
有多少人看耶稣所说的话，然后想起耶稣说的话，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。有多少的人是把耶稣的话，把圣经的话，当作自己生命的粮食？
How many of us who really regard the word of God as our bread of life when we read that Jesus said that men do not live on bread alone but on the word of God?
很多时候我们只不过是把神的话把这生命的粮食不是真正的吃到我们肚子里只不过是放在我们的脑袋里只不过是放在我们的嘴巴里。
A lot of times we just put the word of God into our mind or into our mouth and we do not take them into our stomach.
有一次啊我记得有一次有一个姊妹就是跟另外一个姊妹都是主里的姊妹就是说到哎呀就是现在父母老迈啊然后身体越来越不好啊说到这样的一些情形哈。
I remember that once and a sister in the Lord was talking to another sister in the Lord and said that their parents were getting old and that sort of things.
然后这个姊妹就说那你父母有没有信主啊
And the sister asked her that do your parents believe in the Lord?
那她说哎呀信主啊已经信主了呀。
She answered, yes, they believed in the Lord.
然后这个姊妹就哎呀那感谢神啊那在地上这个短暂的人生之旅结束了之后那会回到天上荣耀的家乡啊好的无比啊。
So the other sister said that then it will be good because after the short journey on the earth and they will go to the eternal heavenly home that is far better than everything.
然后这个姊妹就跟那位姊妹就按照圣经上的话就讲哇以后在天家里面新天新地神的家中神的国中多么的好啊
So she continued to explain what the Bible says that in the new heaven and new home and in the heavenly home and how beautiful and how good it is to be in the heavenly home
那个姊妹听了半天最后说一句话哎呀听你讲了那么多好像像是真的嘞。
And the other sister said that after I heard so many from you, it seems that what you said is real.
哎呦你说的天堂哎听起来好像是真的耶。
It seems that the heaven you're talking about is real.
讲这句话的这个姊妹不是慕道友啊。
You know, the sister who said these words were not just a gospel friend.
他已经信主好多好多年了。
He has been in the Lord for many years.
他读圣经也读过很多很多遍，我相信呢。
I believe that she had read the Bible many times.
他肯定觉得自己哇，我是很好的基督徒啊！你看我的行为，你看我的见证，你看我的家庭，你看我的孩子，哇，都很好啊。
She must thought that she was a very good Christian. Look at her testimonies and her family, her children, her life. Everything was good.
从人看，可能是某种意义上的模范基督徒啊。基督徒应该过这样的生活呀。
From man's point of view, and she was a model Christian.
但谁能知道她突然说，哎，天堂是真的嘞？
But who knows,
好像是真的嘞。
But who knows that she will utter the words like, "It seems that heaven is real."
所以今天其实我们看到这样的事情，我们觉得哎呀，怎么会这样？怎么会这样？其实真的很普遍。
When we learn about this, we may ask why is that? Why is like that? But it's very common today.
我们很容易相信天堂是真的，对不对
？We can easily believe that heaven is real.
但你是那么容易相信地狱也是真的吗
？But is it?Also easy for you to believe that the hell is real.
你如果真的相信地狱是真的，我们今天来到神的殿中，会是一个什么样子啊？
If you truly believe that the hell is for real, and what would be like if you come to the church?
你如果真的相信地狱是真的，我们今天来看到神的讲的这些话。我们会是怎么样什么样子啊
If you truly believe that the hell is for real and when you come to the church and when you read the word of God what would be like
我想告诉大家今天很多很多的基督徒都相信哎呀天堂是真的我们离开世界去天堂但是很少很少的基督徒相信地狱也是真的而且以后 进神的国的人得永生的人是少的，通向毁灭通向灭亡的路是宽的，那门是宽的。
I believe that many people, many Christians believe, would rather believe that the heaven is for real and when they die they will go to heaven, but very few people would believe that the hell is for, also for real, and also those people who go to heaven are few, and a lot of people will go to hell, and the way to the heaven is narrow and the way to the hell is broad.
我刚才举那样的一个例子呢，大家，我希望大家的眼光不要就盯在别人身上，我希望我们大家的眼光盯在我们自己身上，相信天堂跟相信地狱是同一回事情。
Though I just give you an example like that, but I want you to focus your eyes not on others, but on yourself, to believe that heaven is real and to believe that the hell is real is the same thing.
今天现实我们要承认，很多人看上去都是连在基督身上，很多人看上去都是基督徒，都是教会的会友，但是却有多少是真正以神的话当作他生命的粮食的人呢？
In reality, we see that many people, it seems that they are Christians, and it seems that they are connected to the vine, but how many of them really regard the word of God as their bread of life?
如果没有把神的话当作生命的粮食，我们的水解我们饥渴的水，我们的粮食不是从神那里得到的话，我们只是形式上连在这棵树上而已，没有真正的与这棵耶稣这棵葡萄树真正的长在一起。
If we only take the word of God, we do not take the word of God as our bread of life, and we are just connected to the vine in outside appearance. We do not really grow on the vine.
我们一起来读一处经文哈，我们大家就一起坐着哈，我们一起来读以西结书的33章31节。
Let's read together Ezekiel 33:31.
以西结书33章31节起，他们来到你这里，如同民来聚会，坐在你面前，仿佛是我的民。他们听你的话，却不去行，因为他们的口多显爱情，心却追随财力。这些人看上去都来到神的院中啊，都来到神的面前呢、啊。他们的口多显爱情，也就是说，他们口里总说：“神呐、啊，我爱你，我爱你啊。”
These people, it seems that they all come before God, and their mouths always show much love and say, "Lord, I love you, love you."
但他们的心呢，却追随财力，这地上的东西，地上的金钱。
But their hearts pursue their own gain, the earthly money.
那这样的是真的枝子，还是仅仅形式上连在树上的枝子呢？
So are they the real branches, or are they only the branches connected to the vine outside form?
所以我们今天不要做一个仅仅连在葡萄树上的一颗枝子，我们要真正做一颗长在树上的枝子。
So today, let's not be a branch that's connected to the vine, but grown on the vine.
什么叫真正长在这棵树上的？就是使徒保罗的一句话：如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
What is growing on the vine? It is what Paul says. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
如果圣灵带领我们感动我们，我们能够讲出这样的话，那我们可以放心大胆地说，我们真的是长在这个树上了，因为活着的是基督耶稣在我里面活着。
If the Holy Spirit can lead us to say words like that, and we can confidently tell us that we are the branches grown on the vine, and the Christ lives in us.
那不结果子的枝子呢，要被剪掉，剪掉的目的就不仅仅是为了剪掉了，剪掉是让结果子的能够结果子更多。
Those branches that do not bear fruit will be cut off. They were cut off in order that those branches that bear fruit will bear more fruit.
因为时间的关系哈， 这下面的经文我就给大家简单的描述一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
For time's sake, I will just briefly describe what the scriptures says.
那么耶稣，就有人对耶稣说，啊，你看这个圣殿多么漂亮，多么雄伟，结果耶稣说这个圣殿要被拆掉。
And someone told Jesus how beautiful the stone and how beautiful the temple is, but Jesus told them the temple will be destroyed.
然后为什么呢？因为在当时圣殿里面充满了做买卖的人。
Because at that time the temple was filled with those people who were doing business there.
所以这就是我们刚才所读的以西结书的经文呢。那些人来到圣殿当中，口里说爱情，但是心里却追逐财力啊。
That's what the scriptures in Ezekiel we have just read says, that those people, it seems that they said with love in their mouths, but they pursue gains.
所以那个时候的圣殿已经不是一个敬拜上帝、荣耀上帝的圣殿了。那个时候的圣殿敬拜的是钱了。
So the temple at that time was no longer a place to worship God and glorify God. They worship money.
所以耶稣说，那个时候来到圣殿的人都是小偷啊。
So Jesus said, those people who come to the temple at that time were all thieves and robbers.
好，耶稣就把这些人赶掉。耶稣说这个圣殿会被拆掉。
And Jesus drove them out of the temple and said that the temple will be destroyed.
耶稣说他要重建。
And Jesus said that he will raise it up.
不结果子的枝子要剪掉，是为了让那结果子的能够真的结果子更多。
The branches that do not bear fruit will be cut off in order that the branches that bear fruit will bear more fruit.
今天很多的时候我们一看到圣殿哈，我们有看到这种华丽漂亮的这种教堂，我们会往往会想到在欧洲现在很多很多很漂亮很雄伟的教堂，现在简直就沦为一个仅仅是游客打卡的地方了。
And today we talk about the temple or the churches, and we think about in Europe some beautiful and magnificent cathedrals, and they were just reduced to be the tourist attractions.
或者甚至就变成一个商业场合了，就是跟敬拜上帝没有丝毫的关系了。
Or even they became places of business and has nothing to do with worshiping God.
所以我们有时候看到，哎呀，这么辉煌的教堂，这么伟大的建筑哈，其实已经跟神没什么关系，神已经把它剪除了。
If you look at those magnificent church buildings and tall buildings, and they actually has nothing to do with God, and they have been cut off by God.
我们觉得，哎呀，心里多么难过，多么伤心，这个福音在欧洲，多么冷淡。但是，有一次我的经历让我看见神的作为。
And we found it's a pity, and the gospel was ignored in Europe. But one time I saw, I had an experience, and I saw the wonders of God.
我们教会支持一个宣教机构，他们这个宣教机构是差派宣教士去到伊朗宣教。
And our church supported a mission, organization, and they sent missionaries to evangelize in Iran.
当然不是我们教会一家支持了，那个很多很多教会支持哈。
And of course, many churches supported them.
但是有一次呢，他们其中一个宣教士就回到了 Boise， 也就是要想见一下我们教会的弟兄姊妹。
And once and one of their missionaries came back to Boise and want to visit our church and to meet with brothers and sisters in our church.
因为这个安全的原因了，所以他不能见太多的人，也不能照相，也不能干什么，所以就是我们教会几个执事同工跟他见一见。
So for safety reasons, he cannot meet a lot of people and take photos, and so just met a few of our deacons and co-workers.
后来这位从伊朗回来的宣教士告诉我们，他说现在在伊朗很多很多地下的教会，很多很多的家庭教会，他们何等的火热，他们在压力下面，他们在逼迫下面，他们聚集，他们敬拜神，他们如果被发现是能够被抓丢到监牢里面去的。
And this missionary who came back from Iran told us there are many underground churches and family churches in Iran, and they kept on gathering under the great pressure, and they were fervent in heart, and if they were caught, and they will be put in prison.
但是他们结果没有说是人越来越少，相反，人越来越多。
And their people in the church are not getting fewer and fewer, and instead they're getting more and more people in their church.
哇，这不就神的作为吗？
And that is a wonder of God.
你看那些漂漂亮亮的那些大教堂，那些辉煌的大教堂，那里面，金银堆在里面，但是它没有结出真正的果子来啊。
If you look at those tall and magnificent cathedrals and churches, and there is gold and silver inside of it, but they do not bear any real fruit.
神就把他们剪掉啊，剪除啊。
So God cut them off.
你看那些地下的教会，你看那些家庭，他们条件那么简陋，他们环境那么恶劣，哎，但是他们神把得救的人天天加给他们。
But look at those underground churches and family churches, though they were very poor and in primitive conditions, and God has increased their numbers daily and daily.
神让他们结果子更多。
And God let them bear more fruit.
所以归根结底，到底什么样的果子才是荣耀神的果子？
So what kind of fruit is the fruit that glorifies God?
那么以前这个伟大的神学家阿奎那，他曾经跟当时的这个教皇有一段对话。
And before the great theologian Aquinas had a conversation with the Pope.
那差不多是750年前哈。
That probably happened 750 years ago.
那么那个时候教皇呢，就指着这个金碧辉煌的这个大教堂，就对阿奎那就洋洋得意地说。
And at that time, the Pope pointed to the magnificent cathedral and proudly said to Aquinas.
他说：“你看，阿奎那，今天我们教会再不会像彼得那样说金和银我都没有。”
And the Pope said to Aquinas that, "See, Aquinas, today the church has no longer have to say that silver and gold have I none like Peter in those days."
我们知道彼得讲过很著名的话，金银我都没有，我把我所有的给你，就是耶稣基督的名，让你起来行走。
We know that Peter has said words like this, and silver and gold have I none. I give you all I have in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and walk.
后来那个瘫子就起来行走了，对吧？
And then the paralyzed get up and walk.
后来阿奎那就对教皇说，阿奎那说，是的，我们今天再讲不出来金银我都没有了，因为那个时候教堂都是金碧辉煌的嘛。但阿奎那接下来又说，
Yes, the Queen has said to the Pope that yes, that we cannot, the church does not have to say that silver and gold have none because the church is magnificent with silver and gold.
阿奎那接下来说，但是我们也不能像彼得那样说，我把我所有的给你，就是耶稣基督的名，我让你起来行走，我们也讲不出这样的话了。
But Aquinas said to the Pope that neither can we say like Peter that I give you all I have, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get up and walk.
神要把不结果子的枝子要剪掉，要让结果子的枝子能够结果更多。
God cut off all those fruitless branches so that the branches with fruit will bear more fruit.
有的时候神剪掉的这些东西是人看来很美好的东西，很引以为傲的东西，神要把它剪掉。
Sometimes those parts that God took off are the things that men are proud of.
我们弟兄姊妹如果熟悉圣经的话啊，我们都知道神在彼得身上的修剪，神在先知约拿身上的修剪。
And we know, if we are familiar with the Bible, we all know the work of God pruning Peter and the prophet Jonah.
因为时间的关系，这个我就没有时间去太多的介绍，但是简单的说，神剪除他们最引以为傲的那一个部分。
And for time's sake, I do not have time to explain in detail, but in summary, that God has taken away those parts that these people were very proud of.
彼得以他的刚强，以他的这个正直，彼得非常的骄傲。
Peter was very proud of his being strong and upright.
彼得认为他是最勇敢的，他以这个非常的骄傲。
Peter thought that he was the bravest, and he was proud of that.
约拿以他的这种自义，约拿以他心中这种所谓嫉恶如仇的这种所谓正直，约拿感到非常的骄傲。
And Jonah was very proud of his self-righteousness and his hating of the evil.
他就说，哎呀，我不是最有钱的人，我不是最有权力的人，但是我是最正直的人，我是最勇敢的人。
He said that even though he was not the the most wealthy and it was he was the most upright.
但是耶稣神就要把他们这种引以为傲的这些东西全部拿掉。
But God would take away all those things that they were proud of.
他们才能有真正爱人的心，就像约拿。
So that they will have a heart to love other people like Jonah.
上帝剪除他心中的那种自义自高，也剪除他心中的那种恨，上帝才让他结出爱的果子来。
God took away all the self-righteousness and arrogance in his heart, also took away his hatred for the other people, and then he can bear the fruit of love.
上帝剪除彼得心中他种那种自以为傲的勇敢，自以为傲的刚强，上帝把这些剪除掉，他才能长出谦卑的果子来。
And when God has taken away the things that Peter was proud of, those strengths and those braveness in his life, and that he could bear the fruit of humility.
当我们来思想上帝剪除的时候，我们要知道上帝有时候会剪除我们最欣赏最喜欢的那个部分。
When we think about it, when God was pruning us, and He will always often take away those parts that we were very proud of before.
让我们真正的能够认识自己，让我们真正的能够认识神。
So that we can truly know ourselves and know God.
让我们才能真正的长出让神得荣耀的果子。
And we will bear the fruit that brings glory to God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's all stand up and let's read a scripture.
我们一起来读希伯来书的十二章第六节到第十一节。
Let's read together Hebrews chapter 12:6-11.
希伯来书十二章六节起。那么神所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们。待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历人结出平安的果子，就是义。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你，你在我们生命当中，你要做修剪的工作。
Thank you for your work in us and do the work of pruning in us.
愿神的旨意行在我们身上，不受拦阻。
May your will be done in us without any hindrance.
愿我们生命当中所有不结果子的枝叶被神剪除。
May all the branches that do not bear fruit in our life will be cut off.
愿圣灵在我们的生命当中结出更多更多让上帝得荣耀的果子。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to bear more fruit of the Holy Spirit that bring glory to God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.